host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horseshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Friday, September 3rd, 2021. I'm Paul Lavoie. What a great show we have today, by the way. We've got our talk star in the studio. We've got our sponsor in the studio, Sam Scarmato. Shooter, how are you today?
I'm fat and sassy. How about you?
You're always sassy. I don't know about fat. You've been working out lately, man.
Yes, I have indeed.
You're doing the boxing thing, right?
Boxing and working out, yeah.
Who are you boxing? Are you taking out your anger on a person or on a bag?
Same thing with Steve. You know, the same thing. We get over and beat up each other.
Yeah. Perfect.
And we beat up the boxing bags, the big ones.
We have our talk star in the studio, Yucca Kenny, or Kenny Works as he's known.
Hello.
And he's also, Kenny, I don't know if I can say, can I say this on the air without being a HIPAA violation, or do you want to say it? You're a patient of, you were telling me before the show.
Oh, yeah, I took my sister to Regina's office.
Isn't that funny?
This was back at the beginning of the last decade.
Right.
And I guess she remembered me, but I didn't remember her from Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until an Azra meeting later on when she pointed out her husband when I was trying to figure out who she was. And then I saw the guy that was patiently observing her six and protecting
right.
her. And that's the guy she ended up marrying.
So Regina Cobb's on the phone. She's our state representative, former candidate for state treasurer and House Appropriations Chair. And I don't know if you knew all that, Regina, but Kenny told me that he used to work in the same hotel in Tahoe as your mom.
Oh, is that right?
The Biltmore, when your mom was working in the employees' cafeteria there, running the employees' cafeteria, was a customer of your mom pretty much every day.
What a small world, huh?
A small world.
Definitely.
Small world.
So, Regina, because the big news, and I'm going to let Sam and Kenny join in as well with their questions. Of course, you're House Appropriations Chair, part of the big three, as we call them here in Mojave County, as the state representative with Leo Biasucci and, of course, State Senator Sonny Borelli. But you decided to drop out of the treasurer's race. What happened?
You know, I was all in. I had been preparing for this for probably a month or two prior, and I kicked off my campaign, I think, on the 12th. About 3 days later, the Dental Association called me and said, we didn't realize you were going to do this, so we just lost our executive director. He gave his notice, and what can we do to get you on as our executive director? And it was a job that I had applied for in the past. And, you know, out of 200 applicants, I came in second. And so they already had all my resume, and they'd worked with me at the legislature. So they knew what I was about already. So they didn't have to go through their whole six-month search again. And they just said, we need to make an offer. And I said, if I got to do it, I got to do it quick, because there's other people that want to get in this race, and I'm not going to take donations, do those kind of things. So we got to do it fast. So within a week, we negotiated back and forth on a contract. They made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And I decided I'm going to do it. So, you know, it gives me the best of all worlds, because I still get to do policy. I have to take a year off of lobbying, but other than that, I'll be able to go down and do lobbying and speak on as an expert witness and do all that. I'll probably be working at the Capitol a lot through sessions. And then, of course, I'm a dentist. So, you know, my love is dentistry. And these guys have been like family to me for many years. I was president of the Dental Association in 2008. And then I was council and government affairs chair for 7 years after that before I became a legislator.
So what does this mean for the remainder of your term? You're still serving in the legislature? You're still going to be appropriations chair?
Yes. So I continue on as appropriations chair. I actually, before I did anything, I spoke with the House lawyers, and I also had the Dental Association lawyers involved in saying, how can I do this and make sure that it's I can continue serving, because I made a commitment and I wanted to continue with my commitment. It's going to be difficult this year, but I am going to continue with it. And so I will continue on. I start next week as the Dental Association's executive director, but I take a morning off and an afternoon off a week that I'm going to be doing with departments, hearing budgets. And then when session starts, I take a unpaid leave of absence until session's over with.
Okay. Kenny, did you have a question for Regina?
Yeah, I've approached your office and Leo's office and Sonny's office about possible legislation concerning easements on these properties all around. It's undecided who is actually liable for whatever happens on these easements, and I think when Grandma and Grandpa and their side-by-side find a future motocrosser in their lap with this probably decapitated on the roof of their side-by-side and the throttle on full, and who's liable when that happens? There's a lot of easements around where this can be happening right now, and part of it's on my property, and there's other properties around, and I'd like to see if we could get some legislation fashioned that might clear this up. Who's going
to
be?
Well, and I don't know if there's something to clear up or if there's legislation that's needed, because there should be a clear distinction on easements. If it's a county easement, it's the county. If it's a city easement, it's the city. I just ran a bill last year on state easements for broadband. So I think that what we probably need to do is just make sure that's cleared. I don't think it's necessarily legislation. I think it's if you've had issues with the easements, when you sent this to me, I read it and thought, we shouldn't have any problems with this, because we already know where the liability stands. Easements aren't yours. It's an easement for the utility companies or for the gas companies or whatever it is. It's a utility easement. And the liability should be on the, not on the private ownership, but on the person that, the government agency that has that easement.
Well, there's private easements, BLM, forest land, state land, county land, city land.
Right.
More.
Right. But if it's a private easement, that's yours. If it's a BLM easement, it's BLM. It should be, there's a clear distinction, I think, already. Wow. So what we need to do is just make sure that if you're having an issue, let's figure out why you're having that issue.
Right.
Well, our association was sued by an accident that happened on the pipeline easement going through Stagecoach Trails.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And we ended up getting sued by the insurance company that took care of it, and we lost the suit. It was a pretty big expense for our association, and it wasn't even on our property. It had something to do with a bush or something.
You and I could take this offline if you'd like to. And I could look into it for you and then get back to you on it. And yeah. Yeah, definitely do. We'll do that.
Regina, can I give Kenny your contact information then?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, perfect. Sam, did you have any questions on Second Amendment issues or anything like that, since that more or less affects your business?
As what?
I don't know. That's why there would be questions.
Well, I know the only thing I'm looking at is Gina and I had talked about having a fundraiser at my house, and I guess I can cancel that now.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to do with Dental Association fundraiser, so.
Regina.
I'm sad and not sad. I got to tell you, campaigning is a tough business, and without friends like Sam, I don't know if I could do it all alone. But fundraising is probably the least attractive part of the campaigning part of it. So I'm sad I'm not going to have the fundraiser with Sam, but I'm not sad I'm not out there fundraising.
No,
so who's the best shot to replace you?
I don't know. That's the thing, is the three candidates that are out there, I don't know their politics well enough to say that one is going to be better than the other. What I'm really looking for is someone that you got to have a strong person in there.
Yeah.
It can't be somebody that's swayed by somebody else.
Can't be a Democrat.
You know that, Sam, that, you know, over the years, one of the things that I've held very staunch on is how strong I am and that I have my own personality, and you may like it or not, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, you know, and that's what we need.
Actually, we had a phone call. They dropped off, but.
Oh, sorry.
Regina, I have a question regarding those three candidates on HavasuNews.com. It said that you had endorsed, Wenninger? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, he's not one of the candidates replacing me, though.
Oh.
I endorsed Wenninger for the treasurer spot.
I see. I see.
Yeah, there was myself and Mr. Livingston going, up for the treasurer spot, and I felt like I was by far the most qualified candidate for the two of us. Once I got out of that race, Jeff and I had, at the beginning, there was probably a half a dozen Republicans wanting to run for the treasurer's race, and one by one, I sat down with each one of them and said, let's talk about it. Who's got the best shot at it? Who's qualified for this?
Sure.
Jeff was the last one I cleared, and he really did want to run for the treasurer's race and is very qualified, but he and I worked very well together and were friends and said we weren't going to run against each other. So after we sat down and went through pros and cons, he backed out for me. And, so when I knew that I was pretty close to getting a contract signed on this, I called him up and said, hey, I'm going to back out of the treasurer's race. What do you think? And he was, you know, talked with his wife and more than willing to say, I'm jumping in. If you're not going to be in there, I'm going to do it. So, and a great candidate, has a lot of business experience, has done a lot with, Bitcoin and I don't know, sandbox, things I don't understand, you know. He's just a good business person, and as a fellow business person, I think that and has the financial experience to do this, I think he's going to be fantastic.
So as I understand it, Leo was very instrumental in the line item funding for Highway 95 and improvements there. Sonny's got the Veterans Home, which is, you know, coming to Mojave County. What is your biggest accomplishment, Regina?
Well, my biggest accomplishment is to get both those things done. Neither one of them would have been done without me.
Right, because of appropriations. I got you.
Yes, yeah. Leo's bill failed the first time around, and then in my committee, and then I said, go back, prepare again, and he did. He did a great job. He went back, went out and took pictures, and because when he brought it to the committee, and I said, you don't have your votes because Maricopa County legislators are going to vote no on it. And he still wanted to run it through the committee. Well, it ended up failing the first time, so he went back, took pictures, did it all over again, and brought it back through the committee. Once it goes through my committee, then it sits there until we negotiate. And then as we negotiate, then it gets done. And his original one was for the full amount that I got, but his second one that did pass was only $20 million. So when I was able to negotiate in the budget, I was able to get the full amount. Same for the veterans home, we were able to get that into the budget. We have so many things that are happening in Mojave County right now. Another one that the two of them didn't know much about, but that I was working on with Hildy, was the Reach Out program, which is the criminal justice piece where we get $5 million of that. And then the other one that I worked that was my bill was the Innovation Center for Mojave Community College, and that is $14 million ongoing funds, which we get 14 for them for ever, and then extra funds for the community college. That $28 million this year for our community colleges, and Mojave gets a big chunk of that to be able to do our Innovation Center.
I got you. I don't know whether the
biggest accomplishment, I gotta say, the biggest accomplishment is the tax cut we got this year. That was huge.
Right. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
But I don't know whether to call you Regina or Gina now, since you threw the Gina thing out there for treasurer. So
Regina's my official name, so.
Right.
And then most people do call me Gina. So. Yeah.
Well, we'll go with Regina Cobb for the purposes of radio today. So State Representative Regina Cobb will be back with more in a moment. And we also have Sam Scarmardo, Shooter, in the studio. And, of course, Yucca Kenny is here. Kenny Works is our talk star for a Friday, the first Friday of the month. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Little Kid Rock going out because that's what Sammy likes. Right?
Correct.
And maybe you never know. We might get some Slim Whitman on there for Kenny. You never know. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm kidding. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Did you say Slim Whitman or Slim Pickett?
Whitman. Sam, are you a Sweet Home Alabama fan?
It's all right. I mean, you know, hey, I like music.
We had Roy Honeycutt in here. I think it was Roy. And he said, Sweet Home Alabama is now known as the national anthem of the rodeo world.
That sounds good. I like rodeo.
Pretty funny stuff.
What was your question, Kenny?
Anyway, Speak Out, brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Mortgage, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Thane O'Brien, was spot on. They help with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to tobryan@spoton.com. That's Thane, what a guy, O'Brien. T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And Kenny, did you have a question for Regina Cobb?
I was just wondering if she knew about the judge tossing a rollback of clean water safeguards. It's going to affect a lot of new construction going on here in Mojave County, everywhere in Arizona.
How recent was that?
This was just in Wednesday's paper.
Wednesday's paper?
We have a paper.
Yeah.
That'll stop it. Did you know about that, Regina?
I did, and I haven't actually looked into how it's going to be affecting everything, but, yeah, we need to look at that. Water is such a big issue right now. I mean, all aspects of water. So I think that, you know, that's something that whoever replaces me needs to have some kind of water knowledge or love of working with water because, I've kind of taken the lead on the water issue and we've got some big things happening coming up and I think that somebody needs to be in there that really can work that. that issue.
You know, you bring up a really good point because you're going to be termed out, and then you're leaving the legislature, as you've already announced. So by, what, 2023, you'll be in your new role. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then you
I'm going to be in my new role next week. But like I said, I'll take a leave of absence through session. And then out of session, do exactly what I'm doing right now, you know, where I'll be able to I'm not going to campaign, so that'll take a lot off my plate.
Right.
So I'll be able to do the dental association and do whatever cleanup things we need to do over the next out of session until the new person gets in.
Well,
or campaign for people. I could do that also.
Anyway, to finish the point, Sonny's going to be termed out as senator. And he's told me what he's going to do, although I can't announce it. So we're left with Leo, which is pretty capable. But you three have made really good inroads as far as Maricopa County and the legislature are concerned. Is there anything that where you're looking at other replacements for the two out of the big three, if you will?
You know, that's what I said. I kind of thought I had a replacement for myself,
right?
Because of the such low salary, it makes it hard to attract good people. One thing I'm thinking about doing, and this is something I haven't really announced, is I want to do what we call an HDR, refer it back to the ballot again to put it out there for a full-time legislator. Because honestly, at $24,000 a year, and we are a full-time legislator. But it is difficult to attract good talent. And I think we need to start looking at that, especially for the rural areas. You know, we have such a difficult time, fighting Maricopa County, the state of Maricopa, that I feel like you've got to do something, you know, and how are we going to start attracting? And unless it's somebody that, like Leo, who's business is with his family and is flexible enough, or Sonny, who's retired, or myself, who, you know, had enough funds to be able to take on the duties, you're not going to find good talent. And that's a hard thing for us. So I'm thinking about running a referendum to be able to fund for a full-time legislator.
Sam, you had a question?
I was just going to ask in passing, where are you going to be living when you go to this dental dental position?
Well, I still have my place in Kingman, so keeping that here. I always think of Kingman as home, and, you know, as much as I can do representing Kingman, not on the job, I will. Mm-hmm. But I have an apartment down there that I have full-time already, so I'll probably just stay right where I'm at.
Kenny, did you have one more question before we let Regina go?
Yes. The dirty little secret about contemporary science is that authority more and more replaces evidence. I was just wondering how much you're running into that situation in the legislature, if you see that coming more and more.
Good question. Almost like that mob rules mentality.
Right.
Yeah.
With the vaccines and the masks and the things that we do there, you're right. Evidence-based is not necessarily evidence-based anymore. You know, and I've lived with evidence-based medicine, and people will say, as a doctor, how can you not advocate for masks? I'm not saying I'm not advocating for masks. What I'm saying is that the virus, I know how the virus transmits through masks. And you've got to look at the evidence, but you have so many political people that have made medicine political, and it's not about that. How many times on my Facebook page somebody's asked me, have you been vaccinated? Whose opinion? I mean, who needs to know that but me?
Right.
That's my personal choice, whether I get vaccinated or not. That's my personal choice if I want to wear a mask or not. Mm-hmm. I've worn a mask my whole life, so I know what the science is behind the mask. So we need to start looking at evidence-based and stop this making everything so political. It is not
correct.
Political about this. You just
correct, 100% correct.
What about HIPAA laws?
I'm sorry, what about what?
HIPAA laws.
And the HIPAA laws have been violated. You know, like Kenny, you and I violated that today, by the way. But most of the time, if you can just stay within the Privacy Act, and that is a Privacy Act. How somebody can ask you on Facebook if you've been vaccinated because they think it's such a political issue. Or when I went in one day and showed a picture of myself getting a flu vaccination a couple of years ago, and someone said, I won't vote for you now because you just got your flu vaccination.
Oh,
how stupid is that?
Wow.
You know, I think your choices as a person should never be part of the politics.
Right, right. Does that make me less conservative, Sam, because I get a flu shot every year?
I get a flu shot.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, hey,
can you believe that?
Now.
I was
wow.
like, oh,
working
well,
in the big 7-0 here, so.
Are you really?
And we yeah. need our flu shot.
Two more
as
months,
we get
I'll
older.
Be 70.
I mean,
that's
really.
Right. Yeah.
You should see this guy next to me here, Regina. He's been working out at the gym. He's got
I love it.
70.
I love it.
He looks like 70 equals the new 40 right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but he's
yeah,
getting.
You don't get
awesome.
A family discount. Just keep on going. Working out.
Regina Cobb, I want to thank you for being on the show.
I always think
of your first home as Chaparral High School because I went to Rancho.
Oh, that's right.
But Kingman, of course, your home. And we're going to be sad in a year to see you leaving the legislature.
We are.
You know
what?
It
really
was hard. It was hard for me to make this decision because of that. You know, I didn't do it for the money, and you guys know
obviously.
That. So, obviously, and but I had to make a decision on leaving of where I was going to go from here, and it wasn't. If it wasn't representing the state, it was representing my profession, and I think, you know, I think I fell into a good spot.
Well, thank you for being on the show today. I know you have family in town for the holidays.
I do.
And we really appreciate you staying over and being on Speak Out today.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Regina. We
See
appreciate
you
it. All right. Back with more in a moment. We've got Sam Scarmato still on track to do Sam Slam of the Day. I love that. It's going to be 5 minutes of unfiltered Sam Scarmato.
I don't cuss on the air.
You know, the mothership really worries when you come on the air. They worry about their FCC license. So
that wasn't me that did that. It got him threatened. That was somebody else that was on city council.
I don't even know
me.
What you're talking about. All right, and we've got Kenny Works here, also known as our listener, Yucca Kenny. He's our talk star today. Stay with us. We'll be right back. On Speak Out, some more Kid Rock for you with Cowboy. A little Kid Rock for Sam Scarmato. We're going to do a little free-for-all here in the studio. Sam's bashing the paper and just, I don't know.
We
what
have
else,
a paper
man.
Here?
You kill me, man. Speak Out brought to you in part by Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK, CPA, LLC, Better Business Bureau, samsguns.com. Thank you, Shooter. I call him Shooter. So
well, you're more than welcome.
So that's your name. Thank
Buy
you
a gun. So far as of yet, I don't recollect you buying a gun yet. So.
We'll talk about that.
Well, the end of the world is coming. You better be armed.
Yeah, well, you got a point there. Herb's Herbs, SunPower by S. May Electric, and by team leader Bobby Lewis at the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. We had some housekeeping items to take care of, but I wanted to get to Regina Cobb first. We've got tickets to tonight's game. Diamondbacks against the Seattle Mariners, and that's tonight, first pitch at 6:40. So if you can go to that game, give us a call in the next break, and those tickets will be yours. I have to do it during the break, though, because you have to give me your email. Tomorrow, Penn State at Wisconsin, so we've got Big Ten football starting at 8:30. Diamondbacks Mariners again at 5:10, and then we've got the fantasy football forecast at 8 a.m. on Sunday. And the Diamondbacks at 1:10. No game scheduled for Monday. If you're looking for a really good band to see, by the way, my friend Rich is a drummer for Hollywood Blonde. They're out of Huntington Beach. And they also do a Stevie Nicks tribute, but this weekend it's all about Hollywood Blonde. So, yes, it's a cover band, but they bring a lot of high energy in that, and they're in Parker this weekend. So go on to Facebook if you want to find them in Parker and search for Hollywood Blonde.
No
and
free tickets today?
I don't have those. No, I don't have any free tickets today. I just have the free tickets to the Diamondbacks game tonight, which I know you're not going.
No.
So if, maybe if they were in first place, would you go?
Maybe if they were in Parker or Bullhead City, I'd go, or Kingman. I'm not going to go all the way to Phoenix.
You're not
going
to go to the People's Republic of Maricopa?
I don't spend money down there. I'm sorry. Right. I make money down there, but I don't spend money down there.
So we've got Kenny in the studio, and then we're going to save 5 minutes, of course, for Sam's Slam of the Day. He hasn't even told me what he's slamming today. So
it's
just
all a mess that Biden, the amateur Biden, left in Afghanistan.
The amateur hour?
Amateur hour, and pretty much.
And the silent movie that Kamala Harris is starring in.
God.
Right.
You're going to get me nauseated here.
So, Kenny, I'm driving back from a gig last week up in Seligman, and there's this bright mecca in Yucca known as a truck stop. Well, what the heck, Sam? When did that go up? Or I should ask Kenny, when did that go up?
That's been in the works for a couple years.
In the works.
Yeah,
that's
but
his last day.
How long was the title the total construction time? It had to be. I went up to the ranch one time in Seligman, and a month later I go up there again. There's a freaking truck stop operation there, and I ask, like, when the hell did that get built?
Right. What, they bring in pods and just
musta?
That was it?
Well, it took a while to get the engineering done just for the ground layout where the parking lots are going to be and the hydrology of the area. There's a lot of everything that you see out there is a result of the hydrology studies that the hydrologists have done out there, and there's a lot of modifications that they had to do to make it legal.
Well, shoot, so, water's only about 40 feet deep out there, isn't it?
It's deeper than that, but the problem, I guess, is mainly is where does it end up? They had to put settling ponds in there to.
Oh, jeez.
Kenny and I were talking before I called this morning. It's confirmed that he's definitely going to be here. I didn't realize it, but he spends an hour getting here, and it's not because he drives slow. It's because it takes him that long to get from Yucca to the studio. We were going to lobby Ron Gould. Ron, if you're listening, for a Crossman tunnel, like a tunnel through
there
the mountain where Crossman Peak is.
There you go.
I don't know if that would be feasible or not. You kind of have an engineering background, though, right?
No, as far as engineering goes, it's mostly on the crap tables.
Okay. You got to love that sense of humor, though.
Yep.
You got to love it. So what are the big issues right now in Yucca?
Trying to get the roads paved and maintained properly, it's always been the big issue out there. It's one big problem we had was the learning curve. The water goes this way. It goes diagonal across all the properties, all
this
the roads.
This way being north and south? Or
yeah, these are all north and south, and the water goes diagonally across that. And we'd set up the first 10 years here of setting up a drainage pattern. And then a bunch of new people came in and decided they wanted to change it. And they weren't very nice about it either. They did a lot of slandering and such, and finally got their way. And so since then, we haven't had any real big storms to prove them wrong. But I measured the water, soil loss from one storm alone was 7.5 million cubic yards of all these east-west roads.
You got out there and counted every one of them as they went by, huh?
That's correct. And
wild that you know that it was that exact amount. But you know what baffles me about desert developers is I'm looking at this grid, folks. It's a map of Yucca. And it's all north-south when you have all that passive solar you could be working with if it went southwest. If you just tilted the grid a little bit, kind of like downtown Las Vegas is.
I'm on solar now. It's my only source of electricity at the moment. And sometimes I have enough pressure in my water tank to run the pump to take a shower. Sometimes I don't.
So you're all solar. You don't have any electric lines or a service pole on your property.
No, I had a generator. It wore out after about 10 years. It wore out, so I got another one, and it wore out, and it's turned into a generator graveyard out there. And
Really? He's hoarding generators now.
We just need to go to the city auction here, because that's where I bought mine at, 157,000-watt diesel generator that they built in when I built the house.
So do you have propane brought in as well?
Yeah, propane's how I heat my house, and I'd like to get a propane-powered generator. Since it's delivered, I could have it run my generator as well as heat my house.
Okay, what about cooling, though? That must be tough with 100% solar. Are you running air conditioning?
No, air conditioning's pretty much out of the question. Swamp coolers are okay, but it takes a lot of water. You got it to run about, carry about 30, 40 gallons a day.
It's only about a 20% or 20-degree differential, so on a 110-degree day, it only gets down to 90, right?
If it's not a humid day, it's actually effective.
Right.
You could take all that runoff and make a swimming pool.
Are you looking at battery storage at all for solar?
Yeah, I go through batteries about every 2, 3, 4 years. I have to go out and spend a couple $1,000s on batteries.
They're spendy. They are spendy.
What kind of expense is that?
Well, 12 batteries at $150 each,
ooh,
plus the copper for the cables, the new cables to run from battery to battery.
Sam's doing the math, but he's running out of fingers and toes.
I've got the 6-volt, the great big 6-volt ones on my place out in Seligman.
Sure. Anyway, we are taking phone calls. We got time for about one, maybe two. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And I don't know, guys, curiosity killed the cat right here. I want to know, and we're going to give you that 5 minutes, Sam, to do Sam's slam of the day. Is this going to be on the bungling of Afghanistan?
Yeah,
or do we turn Biden's name into a verb now? He Bidened Afghanistan?
I never thought of that, by golly.
Well, now you did. Thank you.
Well, it's a Democrat Party. It's not just him. It's... There's an interesting statistic. The 2020 data on financial contributions confirms that the class divide separates the two political parties. Dominic Green provided some numbers in Oligarchy in America, Crossing the Rubicon of Class, written for the February 2021 issue of The Spectator. According to Green, residents in zip codes with a medium household income of at least $100,000 donated $486 million to Joe Biden's campaign and $167 million to Donald Trump's. The 1,000 or so zip codes where at least 65% of residents have graduated from college gave $478 million to Biden and $104 million to Trump. Trump raised more money than Biden in zip codes below the national median household income of $68,703, an advantage of $53.4 million, and those with a minority of college graduates were Trump led by almost $40 million. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Wall Street was considerably more generous to Biden than it was to Trump. The ruling oligarchy knows who will do their bidding, and it is not Donald Trump's Republican Party.
Wow. Hey, Sam, we have a phone call.
Okay.
Let's see who's on the phone. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller. I guess they dropped off. Second time that's happened.
Well, shucks.
Sam, do you want to start on your rant right now?
Yeah, just
what's going
take on? A little more from Kenny. I'm looking for the exact. Okay, I got it. I got the list here.
The list of armaments.
Yes, I have that list.
I have a friend that posted that. Did you know that the Biden administration is trying to take those lists down off of the internet?
As well they probably ought to. Of course, everything that Biden does wrong is going to help us in the next midterm election here.
So let us have it. What's going on in the mind of Sam Scarmardo?
Okay, now this is appalling. Humvees, 22,174 Humvees.
Well, they're all used, right?
Yeah, they're used. I mean, then they're only worth about $40,000 a piece.
Right.
634 armored MRAPs, you know, that's what they call them, but they're armored vehicles here. 155 Humvee ambulances, 169 tanks. I can't see this not changing the medical, the military situation in the Middle East here. 64,363 machine guns. And they want to put gun control here? What happened to gun control over in the Middle East? 8,000 trucks. 162,043 radios. I mean, there's not that many people in Afghanistan, is there?
I don't know. That's funny.
358,530 M4 carbines. That's a third of a million M4 carbines. 126,295 pistols. 176 artillery pieces. And, you know, and before I continue with this, have you ever read a military field manual, technical manual? What's the last couple pages of every one of those manuals? How to destroy what you're using here to prevent falling into military. And you know the first people going to be in there is the Chinese, probably there already, buying our equipment. And this surprised me is helicopters. Actually, they're flying Russian military and they belong to us, MI-17s.
Okay.
And then...
We own Russian military helicopters?
Apparently, because they captured with U.S. military markings, 33 right. of them, 33 Blackhawks, 43, they used to call them, what do they call them now? The little tiny observation ones. Oh. Four M130s, 23 smaller aircraft, 16, or 28, here I'm going to do something with my glasses, with smaller assorted military aircraft, and 130 billion dollars in US cash.
So what's the total without the 130 billion cash?
Dollar-wise,
I heard it was like 84 billion.
Oh, it's more than that. Here we go. Some reports, socials have said anywhere between 85 billion and 155 billion.
My goodness.
And that doesn't count the 300 billion in cash, which isn't that. I guess he's trying to outpace Obama as being the worst president in the world when Obama flew all those pallet loads of cash over to the Iranians. So they're going to get over here, and now they're between Iran and them, they're going to get working on $1 trillion in cash they got from us. You know, they know the serial numbers. They should just void all that and why they didn't destroy that. Now, the Taliban yesterday was pissed off at everybody in the United States military because they took all the radios out of the helicopter, which surprised me. They were that prescient to get over and decide that, you know, we have to disable some of our stuff. But this just goes to say, anybody's listening out there, it's a Democrat. If you're still going to vote for the Democrats after this disaster, you're crazy. Obama's incompetent, senile, and he's just a puppet. He says he doesn't give the orders. He says
said Obama. You mean Biden, right?
Same thing. Yeah, Obama's pulling the strings on him.
I totally agree there.
And I believe that George Soros is pulling strings on Obama. As crazy as that sounds. I mean, you know, George Soros is a Jew, and he turned his own people in during World War II to the Nazis for a percentage of the money that they found.
Right.
And we allow this guy, you know, I thought if you were a Nazi sympathizer, you couldn't become a U.S. citizen.
You know. So my argument for impeachment is Biden leaving those armaments there is aiding and abetting the enemy.
Yes, but you know.
Isn't that treason?
Oh, we said it was treason 2 weeks ago. Well, everything he's done has been treason so far.
According to him, they're not the enemy.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Yeah,
now.
Right,
they're
right.
These are the good Taliban, not the bad Taliban,
right,
not the
ISIS-K
Taliban.
Right.
And he's trying. The impression I get in the background is that he's trying to make people think that we are so stupid to the fact that we're going to accept that they're going to. They said today, their spokesman said, and I can't say the word because that's one of the big five.
Big seven.
The state, yeah. The big seven. Yeah, the State Department. The one that starts with an F and ends with a K.
Sure,
The State Department. You know that one. Because we'll do what we want with our women.
So I grew up in North Las Vegas, but I didn't grow up with good Crips and good Bloods. That's how I kind of look at it.
Oh, the Crips and Bloods are in Las Vegas? I didn't
know. Oh, they were. Yeah, sure.
They were.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. And the good 28th Street gang. So I don't know. I don't know what a good Taliban is. I can't remember the name of the Mexican gang that Trump was so hard on and drove out of the country. So
MS-13.
That's
Salvadoran.
Are there good MS-13?
Oh, I'm sure there's one or two of them that are going to go to heaven for the way that they, you know, that they because you know, to become an MS-13 you have to cut somebody's head off.
Right.
Decapitate somebody. So that makes them qualified for ISIS or any of those.
Sure. So, Kenny, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And appreciate you making the drive. A lot of good inputs. And I had no idea there were so many lots in Yucca.
There's a bunch.
That's a
We've
big,
looked there.
That's a big map.
200 square miles.
Wow. Well, we're going to take it straight up to the top of the hour with the break. Sam, thanks again for the sponsorship. Thanks for being here.
Sure. Sure as always.
I like your rant today. Not as much as I like the last one, but we'll work on it.
Well, you know, if you look at how much more time do we have?
We're running over right now.
Okay.
So Monday's a holiday. We will not be here. And Tuesday we'll be back on the show. I can't remember who's on, but just join us. We'll see you then. As always on Speak Out, I'm Paul Lavoie. Living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe out there and be kind to each other.
This is Bobby Lewis with the Lewis Team Coldwell Banker. My wife, Julie, and I love Lake Havasu and have been top producing realtors here for more than 15 years, selling over 1,000 homes during that time. The Lewis Team brings an abundance of skill and experience to every one of our real estate transactions. We really believe our clients say it best with hundreds of testimonials received over the years. We now hope to earn your business. Again, this is Bobby Lewis with the Lewis Team Coldwell Banker. Contact information is on the web at discoverhavasuhomes.com. That's discoverhavasuhomes.com.
Don't let the clock run out on the 2021 solar tax incentives. The calendar at SunPower by SMA Electric is already filling up. After all, they're the SunPower master dealer that does 5 times as many solar installations as anyone else in Mojave County. Save about $8,000 on the average system with federal and state tax credits. Contact SunPower by SMA Electric for a free estimate before the clock runs out. Go to solarbyesme.com.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.